Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, everyone. Hi. It's Fat Mascara.
Hi.
We're back.
Hi.
What's going on?
Welcome. Hi, Jessica Matlin. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Me too. I just cracked my sternum, so I'm ready to go.
Gross.
I just feel like we're on these little computers. We're all hunched over and everything comes inward, and I have to remind myself every now and then.
I saw a photo of myself the other day, and I was like, what is that?
It's a tiny little mouse, all scourged up.
I know.
And
it's like, why am I like, it looks like I'm so cold or something. And I was just standing there. And I don't know. It's really bad.
If evolution continues this way, I feel like everybody's just going to have like teeny tiny rounded shoulders and like really long fingers from like being on their phones and their computers.
You know, it's funny. We were doing like a beauty, I don't want to like give too much away, but we were like doing like a beauty kind of moment and Moda the other day, and we had one of our amazing experts talking about like neck and deck creams. And
oh my God, neck and deck is very hot right now. I just got like a mailing and they were like, here's for the neck, here's for the deck.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I think a lot of people, if you're not like super plugged into, you know, beauty, it's kind of it's like an afterthought area. And it was like, well, why do you need like a separate cream? And then the doctor went hard into the reasons, but it wasn't just like your phones or like, you know, your laptop. It was like your phones and your laptop, handbags, this. And it was like, and then here's the reason. It was like your neck is like an axial and you're always like, it's the area that gets the most stress, like up, down, left, turn, all around, blah, blah, blah. And then like all of the different like lines that can like lines and laxity that can be like, you know, that suffer.
And they're so individual. Like some people get the vertical line. Some people get that one horizontal one. Some people get spots.
Anyway, people were, I've never seen, so it was like 9 hours of education. But this part was like—
Wait, you sat and learned about necks and decks for 9 hours?
No, it was like 9 hours of beauty like chat that day. But
oh wow!
But that part, like if it were a film, that would be like one of the most critical, like that would have like the most intense music. And like it was, people were gripped and there was not one person during that part who wasn't dead locked in, writing down exactly the product they needed to be using. And also I watched everyone. It was so funny. I wish the camera was there. Went from, you realize before you just look at the group and be like, oh, there's a group of people like, you know, sitting in a room. They suddenly like shifted their posture.
Yes.
And it was
the
like,
minute
oh.
You say neck, everybody just like sits up straighter. Everybody who's listening right now is totally rolling their shoulders back, dropping them down.
The chin was up, but it was like everyone, you realize it went from like, everyone looked like they were like little trolls suddenly into ballerinas. I'm not calling the people trolls, but I'm just saying like the posture went from like troll
string
to ballerina.
Through your body, pull up the top of the head. Look at us both getting away from the mic. Get back to the mic. And curl over, get back to the mic.
It was, or turtles to giraffes, or what? It was just like, whoa. And turtles I think giraffes. About that all the time.
Like, because when you catch yourself, it feels so
good.
I'm ready
to post
it
right
up now.
Jen, you see, I have a post-it pad.
Yes, you're going to put it up like what is your code word that's going to make you sit up straighter and roll your shoulders back? Why do we need to make the thing? I'm such a magazine editor. I'm like, give it a name. Neck and deck.
I think it's just like osteoporosis. I don't know. Or
sit up, girl.
Sit up, shoulders back.
Shoulders back, sure.
I don't know, but it was such a, it went from being like neck and deck as this superfluous like product and everyone's like kind of, not skeptical, but like, what is this, to essential product. And even if it's not a product,
I think it got
a
rebrand.
Need.
It was like French face. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, bring it down from the face down. And now it's like, no, this is a whole separate area. And based on like tech and how we live our lives, it needs its own. Cheers to the beauty industry. They can really make us focus on something, can't they?
It's also, I think it's important though, even just from like—
Oh my God, I know. I just went to get IPL with a friend mm-hmm. and we were both, and she needed to get her chest done. Because, like, there were all these spots on her chest, which, like, she's like, I never put sunscreen there when I was growing up. And, you know, thankfully, we're beauty editors, so I have always worn sunscreen. But, like, yeah, that skin is fragile, huh?
One last thing, though. Not just the skin. It's, like, when you carry yourself, like, with the shoulders in and, like, kind of hunched in, I feel like you're not your best self. Like, A, you're not even breathing properly. You're not even, like, expanding. But you're not actually like projecting and you're not kind of like, this sounds a little wavy gravy, but like you're not really like fully presenting yourself. Like think about if you had to
My heart chakra isn't open.
I'm not
being funny. I'm getting into it with you,
yeah,
right?
I don't know enough about the chakras.
Neither do I, but it felt right.
But I feel you on that. But like, let's say you were going to ask your boss for a raise or you were having a serious conversation with someone. I feel like being like in the posture that we're probably all sitting in right now is not the best thing. I'm not saying you need to be like a general, but I think there's a way to carry yourself that like you, not to like project in like in a way that's—
We're not doing Amy Cuddy power pose.
Oh, I do love an Amy Cuddy power pose.
I know, but this is different. This is like open.
Yeah, it's not like an aggressive way, but it's just like—
No,
I actually—
My heart is open to you.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel it.
I don't know. There was a lot to think about during that moment. So
everybody sit up straight, open your heart to others.
Shoulders back.
Physically and mentally. I'm into this.
Roll the shoulders
what
back.
What podcast have you tuned
Chin
into?
Up.
You're like, I'm sorry, is this the beauty podcast, Fat Mascara? That's right. It is. Beauty
it's
and wellness
connected.
Are one, everyone. Yeah, exactly. Well, I am excited to do this show with you with both of us sitting up absolutely straight. There's so much trend. I'm going to just like trend out in our news section as we near the end of the year and project into next year. We're going to raise wands. Oh, a very open-hearted raise a wand from a listener to keep our theme going here.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Okay, here we are in the newsroom, both erect, open-hearted, and ready to talk trends. Oh, before we get into like the real news, have you seen all the buzz about the show Wednesday on Netflix?
I've seen a lot of the buzz, yeah.
Who is the Nightmare Before Christmas? Tim Burton is the director.
Yeah.
It's so much better than it needs to be. It's like a CW vibe, like teen mystery drama. But the makeup is so good, Jess. It is like, before I even saw it on social media, I watched the show because I love Wednesday Addams. I mean, big surprise there. Like, just look at me. And I was like, whoever did this makeup, her name's Tara McDonald, by the way, like, shout out. It is so, so good. All the characters of all ages, but obviously mostly Wednesday. And then I went online, and of course, everybody figured out what lip product she used, and it's already sold out. Do you want to know what it is?
What is it?
It's MAC's Lip Pencil in Night Moth. What a name. It's like a blackened raspberry. So like a purpley pink with like an undercurrent of gray, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so she would scribble the pencil on her hand and then put like Dr. Pawpaw's clear lip balm in it, uh-huh, and then use that to sort of stain Wednesday's lips.
Pretty.
It's so pretty, but the rest of the makeup's amazing. She's got these little freckles. You know Gwendolyn Christie, the actress from Game of Thrones? She's like, I want to say 6'3", blonde. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm, like, she just has a presence. Her makeup's amazing. Morticia is Catherine Zeta-Jones. Her makeup's amazing.
I love Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And then, of course, all the monster makeup is great, too. But, like, if you're a beauty, like, if you're into movie makeup and TV makeup, like, go watch.
Also, Excellent. It's
fun. The show's fun. So I doubt you're going to be able to get your hands on some Night Moth because I looked. It's sold out everywhere. But that's just a fun tip anyway. Just take like a dark lip pencil and mix it with some lip balm for a little stain. Are you ready to do the real news?
That was real news to me.
I know. What am I saying? That was groundbreaking news. Wait, we have to talk about colors of the year since they've all come out.
I saw.
Okay, but so I was ready to talk about, you know, Jess and I love Pantone. We love the Pantone color of the year. I was ready to report.
I like that, talking about it more than the actual color of the year.
Yeah, of course. And I was ready to report that Viva Magenta is the 2023 color of the year. But then I was like, there's another company that came out with a color of the year. Like, since why doesn't Pantone get to call this? So WGSN, which is a huge trend forecasting company, like right around the same time came out with their color of the year. And so theirs was digital lavender. Didn't you love these names?
I prefer the digital lavender.
Okay, why?
So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just like, well, I always feel like it's like winter. So it's like, there's like a seasonal bias.
Okay.
I'm not in the mood for anything that's like too intense. Do you know what I mean?
Vivacious.
Viva. Yeah. Like, I think Magenta. It just kind of fits the mood.
Mm.
And there hasn't been, like, since 2020, just like being honest, I don't think there's a person who's like looking for like, so there's a person who will find like an optimistic, loud shade, like resonating with the moment. So there's something about the lavender that I feel is like quite peaceful.
Mm, okay.
And it's pretty, but it's pretty and tranquil and calm. And I feel like given like even the past year, like the past year has not been good. I mean, on a global scale. I don't mean personally in everyone's life. But there's something that is like promising and calm and I feel like is understanding of the moment, but is still like happy and has like a like positive spin, the lavender.
A soft
like,
positive.
It's like, oh yeah, it's like understanding of the moment, but still is like pleasant.
I personally am into the Viva Magenta because I feel like it works better with my color guru winter color story. I don't look well in a faded pastel.
Neither do I, which I only learned a few days ago. And all of my faded pastels have been banished to the, housing works.
Wear what makes you feel good. Put on the colors that make you feel good. Clearly, Viva Magenta is having its moment. I do think based on the news coverage, Viva Magenta is beating out Digital Lavender. So well done on that, Pantone. So much so that Firmenich, the fragrance makers, they actually worked with Pantone this year to create a scent inspired by Viva Magenta. Can you guess some of the notes, Jessica Matlin?
I'm going to guess
them. Put on your perfumer hat. Yeah, just give me
I would put in like rhubarb and berry.
Great. You're on trend. They went with beet, which to me, beets and rhubarbs have a minerally juicy kind of smell. So that's good. Magenta vetiver, which I don't even know how that smells differently than regular vetiver. And then this special Firmenich thing called dragon fruit, you know, dragon fruit, pitaya, that pretty fruit. Smell the taste. So it's like a lab-created dragon fruit kind of. Because you know how dragon fruit sometimes tastes like nothing? It's like watery if it's not a good one. They're just like, you're like,
I don't think I've ever had a dragon fruit in my life.
Oh, I stayed on a pitaya farm when I was in Mexico visiting family. We stayed on this like pitaya farm together and they like cut it up in cubes and froze it and made it into like breakfast bowls. It was really cool. Yeah. But when it's good. But when it's not, it's just like an icy, watery treat. So like it doesn't have, I think that might be why they did smell the taste. Cause like you can't, it's not like an extract you can get from that fruit. Anyway, the perfumer, her name was Gabriella Chelariu. I hope I said that right, Gabriella. And she wanted an earthy element from the beet. Then the dragon fruit is a watery freshness. And the magenta vetiver grounds it in a vibrant sensuality and depth.
Nice. Yes. Listen, I love the exercise. The color is like half the story. The download is the other half.
Yes.
Okay.
We're not done with the exercise. We're going to keep going with our trend report theme.
Oh, okay. But we're done with color of the year.
We are. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I love trend reports. Keep going.
Okay. Allergan Aesthetics, makers of many injectables that are probably in my face at this very moment, came out with their global trend report, which was cosmetic dermatologists from all over the country, or all over the world, excuse me, they interviewed them and also 12,360 consumers or regular people. And so a couple of little highlights I'll pull out. 81% of the people they surveyed, this group of 12,000 something, said facial treatments such as injectables and like, you know, low invasive kind of treatments are more acceptable than they were 5 years ago, which I feel like is absolutely true. I see the stigma dropping every day. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think, how old were the people that they interviewed?
From 18 to 80.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, maybe this is even more interesting. 92% of the people said more people should talk more openly about treatments. So it's not just a stigma coming down. I feel like this is people saying they want like public figures to be more open about it. I'm not sure, but there was a very good example that showed me why that would be a good thing if we talked more openly about it. This is from a UK aesthetic doctor. His name's Tijan Esho. And so he was interviewed for the report and he shared this story. I'll read it exactly so I don't mess it up. He says, a very young patient came to see me not long ago and wanted me to remove her pores. So that's literally what she said to him. And the quote continues, she showed me a picture on Instagram and she said, look at this girl, you can't see her pores. I had to explain to her that that's a filter with makeup and that pores are natural, they're normal, and we can improve the appearance of them, but we cannot remove them. And that was a shock to her. And so I took off my like editor who writes about skin hat and I was like, oh yeah, if you're like a young person, and you look at pictures all day, and then you look at your own face, of course you think that there's a possibility not to have pores. I mean, maybe you haven't had, like, a biology class in medical, like, if you're young and, like, uneducated in this, you know, biology, yeah. Like, she was like, well, this woman looks like that. I want to look like that, which is all the more reason, I think, that we do need to be more open about these things.
We so need people fat don't mascara go around in the schools. That's what you're trying to say.
Play us when there's a substitute teacher roll in the speakers and turn on fat mascara so
AV
people
cart
can learn. Yeah, I don't know if they have those anymore. They'll be like, pull out your tablets, kids.
So.
She really thought there were people without pores. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I believe it because they're seeing, oh my God, like tell me if you saw this. It was an Instagram, it was on Instagram and I saw it like, okay, like truth be told, I saw it in the Daily Mail. Okay, please don't judge me. But it was Paris and Kathy Hilton. They had like a Christmas decoration and it was like little mini bottles of like champagne. And it was this photo of the two of them. And like they literally had the same, I need to stop saying literally so much. They had like the same face. And it was so, I'm not being too harsh, guys. Okay, I'm really not. I don't take swipes at celebrities like very often. But they had the same face. And it was so two-dimensional super filtered. And if you are a young person, I don't know if they look at Kathy and Paris like as like, I want to be like them, but like, it's, this is just an example. I was like, the filtering is still cuckoo crazy, even though we were like rolling back a lot of that aesthetic. And if I were 10, 11 years old, like, listen, I didn't even realize when I was that age, like how blown out the photography was and like how much was not real and was like makeup and like lighting. I was just like, why do I have so many freckles? Or like, why do I have blue under my eyes? It was like photography. And I was a pretty smart kid.
Yeah. So no, I think
like,
that
people
I,
believe like what they see. So if you're looking at Paris or, you know, I don't know, whoever, and you're seeing this like really perfect satiny face and you look at yourself in the mirror when you wake up, you'd be like, I suck.
Yeah. That's not what I look like.
Doc,
like,
fix it.
Yeah, doc, fix it. Yeah. Well, clearly, I mean, and all these treatments that Allergan make, like their job is like to help people look more like the way they want to look. But like, let's do it with a little bit of an eye to like, I don't know, naturalness. And and that was also a trend that was coming up that people were wanting to like, they saw that you could use these treatments and not go the Kathy Hilton route. I don't know what she looks like, so I don't know what she's had, but you know.
Yeah, just Google like champagne.
And it might have been a lot of the post-photography retouching, I'm sure.
Who knows
I know plenty of celebrities having worked in magazines where, like, there's a couple big name celebrities I can think of that, like, require that you let them see their retouching before it gets published. And and there was a couple that I can remember that wanted more retouching. There's certain celebrities that want less because they want to look more like themselves and get annoyed when you retouch them. But there was one in my I have in mind that, like, whoo, she was like, take away more pores, take away more lines. And we were like, okay. So that's Allergan's report. There was plenty more in there, but I just thought that was very interesting. Speaking of dermatology end of the year wrap-ups, the medical information site Helio shared the top read dermatology articles of the year, and the number one, I don't have much to say about this, but the number one made me laugh. The article was, FDA warns Amazon and two other companies to cease unlawful sale of mole and skin tag removers.
Oh my God, I got the heebie-jeebies.
Not sure how I missed that the first time around. This news came out in August. People, just in case you don't know, like, you do not use those acid-based mole or skin tag removers on your skin if you have a mole that changes, or go to the dermatologist and make sure you know what it is. And also, most of them have like a ton of salicylic acid. They don't take it off. They just like do a huge amount of chemical exfoliating, can be inflammatory, can be dangerous. So I checked up on some of these companies, by the way. Most of them have ceased sales. I mean, when you get an FDA letter, it's like, okay, we done. No more skin tag remover. So that was the top read story of the year as far as dermatology. And I'm going to end this with another fun report. Pinterest came out with their trend report for the year. They were very proud to point out, so I will tell you, for the last 3 years, 8 out of the 10 trends that they predicted for the following year came true thanks to their robust methodology and analysis. So what I'm about to tell you is obviously the case because Pinterest says so. Jess, showers are the new baths. People are searching for, this is a quote, shower routine aesthetic. Those searches are up 460%, plus shower bombs. People are really into shower bombs and walk-in showers. But can I just take a moment here to talk about quote-unquote aesthetic? Why does everybody just stick aesthetic on the end of everything now? Like, it's blah, blah, aesthetic.
I was thinking about that yesterday. Oh, my God. It's so funny you're mentioning that. Like,
it's clean girl aesthetic. It's shower routine aesthetic. Like, the true meaning of the word aesthetic.
I think it elevates what they're trying to do. So it's like desk aesthetic.
Yeah, I think people use it synonymously now with the word look, which I get. I mean, that's not what it means, but I guess the meaning of the word is changing. Anyway, people are very into their shower routine aesthetic, and showers are the new baths. And I was thinking about a guest we had on this year who told me about her steam room shower. Like, she has one of those showers that also makes steam.
Oof.
And I was
living
like,
large.
Yeah, I could see showers being the new bath. We're busy. We're back out in the world. So that trend is up.
It's another like, one. Yeah, it's like, I don't like to clean the bath. I have to, I mean, we do a lot of baths in my house, but like.
Yeah, when you have little kids, it's like.
Yeah. But Lake has transitioned to the shower half the time.
Does she take like 40-minute showers? Atlas
That's funny.
Loves the shower.
We went through this yesterday. There was big tears when I turned off the shower. Big tears.
They think it's like a swim time. Like all the toys come in and he sings. I mean, not anymore. He's eight now. But when he was littler, I would be like, dude, what are you doing in there? Are you just like having fun, you know? Oh, anyway.
Shower
okay,
aesthetic.
What else is hot? Rust. Burnt orange is the new wedding color.
I thought you meant like the mineral, like
was still oxidizing in the shower. Metal.
I was like,
oh no. Sorry, sick. We're moving on to like wedding color themes. Burnt orange wedding theme searches are up 695%. So, first of all,
that's weird. Why
did you have a color theme at your wedding?
Not really. I mean, like
me neither.
Like it was just like we would put like eucalyptus places, but. It was. I didn't want to be like beholden to a color.
Well, clearly a lot of people do, and the color is burnt orange.
Okay, so. I mean, you do you. I guess that's very like fall wet. I mean, I guess that's really good for people in fall.
Yeah, I was also thinking about a lot of the home decor has that 70s like marigold, burnt orange, emerald green vibes have been around. So maybe that's where it comes from. But when wedding season kicks back up in the spring, guys, be prepared. Maybe don't wear burnt orange or rust to any weddings because you're going to match the decor according to Pinterest.
And then people are going to ask you for things. They'll think you're the planner.
What if you dress like all the waiters and like burnt orange and then you No. The last one was, they called it Gemini hair. I love how astrology influences everything, but it's two-toned hair, which I have been seeing so much more of. Even actually one of the characters on Wednesday, her roommate has like icy blonde with like pink tips. But the biggest two-tone trend was blue and black braids. Another one was lavender and blonde hair. Then lavender and pink hair, and then even the term brown to pink balayage. Like, that specific term is up 280% searches. Like, people are very into this, like, just the tips, you know? Jess's face. Don't make it gross. It's not gross. I'm just saying two tones, like, you know. All right, I'll stop. So.
Nice.
There are your trends. Everybody get ready for 2023.
That's fit for the pod right now. Okay, very cool.
Okay, let's go raise some wands. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along.
Honey Love's Superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, it's time to raise a wand. Our listener from Nashville has a raise a wand for us, but unfortunately she didn't give us her name. Let's do it anyway.
Hey, Jess and Jen. Thanks so much for the podcast. I love listening to each episode. I would like to raise a wand, and this hits all the things you're looking for recently. It is indie. It is small business. It is woman-owned and has a social justice bent. Something to elevate our awareness and connection to ourselves and our inner beauty at a price point that is reasonable. And that is a little business here in Nashville, Tennessee called High Garden Tea. And Laura Bell, the woman who runs it, is super knowledgeable and lovely. She has great videos on her Instagram and she's been creating amazing teas for connection to self, the earth, the body for like 15, 20 years, maybe more. I don't know. Anyway, the teas are amazing. They are lovely. And 50 cents of every product that is purchased goes towards purchasing forested land in southern United States. And then all that purchased land is then put into a land trust, preventing it from any development in the future to protect biodiversity and water sources. So High Garden Tea, amazing, beautiful teas, organically grown herbs, wildly foraged plants to create health and wellness in the body and just have beautiful moments over a hot cup of tea. Thanks for doing what you do.
I love everything about this. Thank you for listening to your homework and getting it done. I literally turned to Eric yesterday and I was like, we need to get more into teas. Then I got your call and I went and I bought the Einstein tea from this company, which is like a tea to help you focus, but it doesn't have caffeine and it has peppermint instead and some other stuff. So I was like, caffeine free yet helps me focus. Yes, please. Our listeners are the best. If you would like to raise a wand, I say we see this out to the end of the year. Let's keep the homework the same. I love learning about the little companies women-owned, some that have like an ethical bent to them, maybe give to a great philanthropy, share those with us. You can email a voice memo. info@fatmascara.com is our email, as you know, or pick up the phone and call us. I will not pick up the phone. I will just let it ring and leave a voicemail. And that number is 646-481-8182. Keep them coming. Jessica, what do you have for us?
Okay, my Raise a Wand is actually an Instagram account that I have gotten so lost in since I discovered a couple of days ago. It's called Makeup and Cinema, and it's they describe it as an archive of makeup on screen. It is basically just screenshots, usually they're slideshows, of some of the best makeup moments, and it is just like, it's like my ultimate time suck. So it's like everything from, you know, people applying makeup on screen in famous movies or famous movie scenes to just incredible looks. So just like some highlights, like Margot Robbie as Tanya Harding, which is that incredible scene where she's putting on the makeup.
Yes.
Or Christina Ricci, you know, who also played Wednesday Addams, kind of a funny moment, in Buffalo 66. Angelica Houston at her incredible makeup. And there's a lot of crossover tonight in The Witches. Anne Hathaway doing her makeup in, oh my God, Devil Wears Prada, American Psycho, Mia Jovovich in The Fifth Element, a ton of indie movies, and a lot of like queer cinema movies that I've never heard of. Oh, Kim Cattrall, oh my God, so fabulous in Sex and
Mannequin.
The City.
Oh, okay.
Not Mannequin, but yeah. But it's a great place for film discovery, but it's also a great place to relive moments that you're going to be like, oh my God, I loved that. So it's just fabulous. Their curation is awesome. Very
fun.
Cool.
Maybe we could track down whoever created that account, have them come on and share some movie magic with us.
It's all there. So check it out and
tell
enjoy.
Tell me the name of the handle again.
It is Makeup in Cinema. I just want to double check that there's no...
Makeup in Cinema.
Yeah, Makeup in Cinema. No periods or anything. All one word.
I love that. Okay.
Oh my God, even Pam in The Office with her compact behind the desk.
Oh, yeah. That used to be like such a fun thing I would do whenever there was like a bathroom scene in a movie. I'd pause it and I'd be like, just go through and name them all. See if I could do it just from the bottles, you know? Thanks for that one. I'm going to share with you, because I didn't do one last week. I saved this from last week. This Oris soap. Have you seen this
so
brand?
Good. Yes.
I'm obsessed with the packaging. I was ready to raise a wand to it before I even tried the soap. And then I was like, what are you doing, Jen? Like, open the damn box. Don't just sniff it. Like, use the soap. Let's see what it's really like. These little bars, it's a French company. They're these little squares. They are, like, packed. Like, it's one of those really high-end soaps that doesn't, like, disappear in 2 seconds in the shower. They're for face and body. And the one I want to raise a wand to is La Diez, which I'm giving a Spanish accent. Sorry, it's French. La Diez means goddess in French. Why did I just make that Spanish? Because it was easier, because I don't speak French. And so here's what's in it. Oh, it's so good. The good stuff is Indian madder and raw honey, then olive oil, coconut oil, shea butter. Great base there with some castor oil in it. But what is really getting me is the scent. Egyptian geranium, and camphor. So it has this like astringent herbal quality that it's not stingy in your nose, but it's like, ooh, I'm awake. I'm awake and green and dirty and awake. Does that make sense to
awake
you?
Awake and green and dirty.
Awake and green and dirty. They're so gorgeous. If you need a last minute gift, by the way, I know we're getting really close to Christmas if you celebrate, but they do a box of four soaps that is like the best gift. You don't even need to package it. You don't even need a ribbon because the packaging's really good. So Oris is my raise a wand. So yeah. On Friday, we have an excellent... Oh, speaking of movies, I love how these themes just come in. Like we did a trend, then we got into like a little bit of movies and TV. We have something related to that coming on Friday for you guys. So get your beauty sleep. And yeah, we'll see you back here.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.com.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.